that we talk about this all the time. Music today, instrumental music. It's fleshly. Everyone knows it. People of the world tell me, yes, this is entertainment. And the church systems have tried to take instrumental music and make it part of their worship of God. It's not worship of God. It's fleshly. Music moves your body. The music of God moves your spirit. That's why it's singing only with your lips. And people have set their eyes, their hearts, their minds on the wrong affections. They're living after the flesh. The Bible says you can't please God in the flesh. The Bible says outside of the word and the truth and the gospel and obedience to his word, you cannot please God. In the book of John, it talks about it pleases him when his children walk in the truth. If you're not walking in the truth, you're not pleasing to God. If you're not pleasing God, you're going to be put outside of the kingdom. Let's talk about truth. Who is truth? Truth is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He said in John 17 that people are sanctified by the truth. But if you're not following the truth, if you don't know the truth, if you don't love the truth, you will not be sanctified. But you can be sanctified by the truth of God. You can know it, you can walk in it, you can live it. How do you do that? You got to be willing to lose your life. You can't do it on your own. You have to do it in the Spirit. You have to cry out to God in repentance towards the risen Savior and ask for His Spirit. Ask for His word and ways to cleanse you, to give you the ability to live a holy, biblical, godly life. And if you'll do that, if you'll turn from your sin, if you'll turn from your church systems on Sunday or whenever you go that are made of man and false, if you open the scriptures and see your life is outside the truth of God, and you see that your flesh is leading you to wrath of God, cry out to God. He's so loving, graceful, merciful, willing to give you a new heart and a new mind. And as I was telling a man we were witnessing today, they're arguing about sin. They're saying we all gotta sin. They're saying we all can't stop sinning. They're defending sin. If you're born of God, you do not defend sin. If your heart's been transformed by Jesus Christ, you do not defend sin. If your life is in Christ by the Spirit and the Word, you do not defend sin. So this is about a heart matter. It's a matter of your heart. If your heart is right before a holy God, the Spirit always takes you to the Word. And the Word always transforms you to be an image of the Father. And if you're not conforming to the image of the Father, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Test yourself. So we had a mocker lady walk up. I had to turn my audio off and deal with that. So many people will be in their church services on Sunday.
What is the deal?
And their church services tell them, oh, it's okay to worship God your own way. It's okay to worship God the way our traditions say. But Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship me in vain by teaching false man-made traditions. So neighbor, are you living after false man-made traditions? Or are you living after the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth?
Are you okay?
Because Jesus said, you must be in spirit and truth. And if you're not in spirit and truth, you have no hope of eternal life to come. But there's going to come a day when He's going to part the sky.
Are you okay?
And He's going to enter into this world, and He's going to take the kingdoms of this world back from Satan.
And the Bible says,
because there's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, and there is the kingdom of Satan.
The
kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. What are you living for? What are you following?
That's what King David.
Are you following the kingdom of God? Or are you following the kingdom of Satan?
Yes, and then
Jesus makes the narrow way. And it's by the shed blood of Jesus, that precious offering of the Lamb of God, that our Savior said, come, all that are weary, all that are heavy laden, all that will come, whosoever, give me rest.
I think you're missing the point.
He said, come and I will give you rest.
About the instruments?
Unless you come, you cannot find rest outside of Jesus Christ. Turn and seek him in spirit and truth.
You think?
Holy is the Lamb of God.
Here, look at
the
lady.
He's so worthy to be praised.
Just say hi.
Test yourself to the Word of God.
Just say hi to the nice lady. Wave. Hi.
We love our neighbor. We want them to know
neighbor.
The truth.
I love you,
that
neighbor.
Jesus came into the world.
I love you,
a
neighbors.
Glorious, mighty Savior.
I love you, neighbors.
He Are shed his Jesus? Blood to make the only way to eternal life.
Is it about Jesus or the instruments? They're saying
But unless you turn from your flesh and your sin, neighbors, unless you come out of the world,
oh, this is flesh?
Unless you come out of every
is this
false
about
way,
flesh?
You have no hope of eternal life.
So wait,
the wrath of God is
flesh?
Coming on all mockers
but,
and judgment
but
on all sin that turns people away.
What is the flesh?
Their flesh
is
turns them away from the truth of God.
What is the flesh?
The truth
the
of God calls you to righteousness and holiness. But look at what's happening to the culture. The culture is awash
is
in
the,
sin.
Is this the culture?
The culture is awash in
just
worldliness.
A folk festival, honey.
The culture is caught in unrighteousness, debauchery,
festival.
And flesh.
It's just a folk
but you
festival.
Cannot inherit the kingdom of God
These
in flesh
nice
and blood.
These
you inherit the,
nice the
kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. This is how you do
that
it.
Might be more important.
Spirit and in truth. That, but the world has not truth. The world knows
Mar-a-Lago.
The spirit of Satan.
I think you could
the
do
father
more good down there.
Of lies.
You could really do more good
Satan is the father of lies. He's all over the culture. He's in people. He's possessed by with
oh,
demons.
I just feel sad
people
for you
of the
I
world
really
and the culture.
I just feel sad.
And so we just love our neighbor
point.
So much.
I,
we just keep lifting
neighbor,
up Jesus above the blather.
You have to keep
we just keep lifting
neighbors?
Up the King of Kings.
Are you okay?
We just keep lifting up the Lord of Lords.
How are you paying your bills?
What a glorious, glorious Savior we have to proclaim today.
How are you paying your bills?
And you must take advantage of his grace while you have time. Because when you breathe your last breath, the Bible says there is a day for judgment. It's an appointed unto man once to die and then face judgment. And you're going
to
face the judgment of God, and the word of God is what's going to judge you.
It's just a
so if your life has not aligned to the word of God, you have no hope. You have no hope if
We're
your life
folkies.
Isn't aligned
it's
with the Word of God.
Festival.
And so we love
nice
you enough
people.
To tell you that truth.
Right. Yes,
turn.
I think
turn. Repentance means
this,
turn
Are you okay?
from every false way.
Are you okay?
Repentance in the Greek, metanoio, means turn from every false
I like
way.
Come out
of the world. Come out of everything that is opposed to the nature and the character
it's
of God.
These are folk people.
God
folk
has a
festival.
Character and a nature. It's unchanging.
Everyone's nice
but he
here.
Does change how he deals with man.
Oh,
there's no doubt. He changes how he deals with man. At one time he told them to slaughter sheep for the shedding of blood. And now Christ was that one time sacrifice for all. The Lamb of God slain before the foundations of the world. Holy and righteous is he. But if you're living after the pattern of the world, you're not going to get the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If you're living after the flesh, you're not going to find the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. If you're walking in every false way, if you're keeping the traditions of men that Jesus said in Mark 7, Matthew 15, makes your worship of God in vain. If your life is not built on the truth of God, you have no hope to come, neighbor. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. What a glorious thing we get to do. Preach the gospel. Warn our neighbor. Lift up Christ crucified. We know the world hates the biblical gospel. We know the world loves its sin. We know the world loves its flesh. But there is a narrow way, and seekers will hear it, and they'll open the scriptures. They'll open the scriptures and they'll find the truth. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. What does that mean? It means we need the word. We need the spirit. We need the call to repentance. We need to walk after him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We need to love him. And if you're not doing that, if you're not loving him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're actually practicing idolatry, because the love of God calls you to the word of God, and the love of God calls you to holiness and righteousness, and the love of God calls you to purity and goodness. But the American culture and the American church systems are teaching you that you can live like the world, walk in pride and vanity, entertain your flesh, and be of Jesus Christ. You can't do this, neighbor. You can't walk after the ways of the world and claim a holy Savior. You must come out and be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is what this is about. This is a battle for the new heart, the new mind. We see people all the time claiming Jesus, but they don't have the fruit of a new heart and a new regenerated mind in Christ. So don't claim false Jesus, Sunday Jesus, that it cannot save you. Claim the risen Savior. Claim the King of Kings. Claim the one true Messiah. Claim the one who shed his blood to redeem a peculiar people. Claim the one who rose again on the third day and defeated death and conquered Satan and overcame the world. This is the true Savior. Are you living for him? We're here to help anybody. DontPerish.com is all about that. For free, we don't want your money. Test yourself to the scriptures. What a glorious time we had lifting up Christ crucified, warning our neighbor, reminding them you can't be of the world and claim Jesus. His sheep are not of the world. Repent and follow Christ to the end and endure to find salvation in him. His name, Jesus, is salvation, Yeshua. In the middle of that preach, I don't know if you could tell or not, I had a mocking woman constantly in my face. I kept my sign between her and I. And so I just wanted to keep preaching over her and over her. Hopefully the preaching, I think I made good sense. But she was getting in my face a couple times attempting to grab my sign. She was a mocker from before, teaching psychology, telling us that Jesus is on Twitter and Jesus isn't real. And so she was a total mocker, and she was one of those that just gets in your face and won't go away. And she was rather harassing. We don't harass anyone. People walk by us. We don't follow anyone. We don't even talk to people that don't talk to us. We just hold gospel signs and preach the truth. So hopefully that preaching made sense. God was glorified today. Love you all. Seek the kingdom.